All right, we're back with the Olsen Bros, Luke and Isaac Olsen. Full band concert coming up this Saturday night at Hoquiam's historic 7th Street Theater. And you guys are doing this show as a benefit for Family Promise of Grays Harbor. So how did you get involved?
Well, they reached out to us through Facebook and were interested in having us out there. And we thought it sounded like a great event and a good thing to be part of. So, you know, it's going to be fun playing at that 7th Street Theater. I've never played at it. Have you ever seen any shows there or anything?
You know what? Electric Eye played the 7th Street Theater a few years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was pretty fun.
Venue, then? It's cool.
It's a cool venue. Yeah, it's cool. I saw Josh Grayson in there do a show. I saw Beatles. A lot of shows in the 7th Street Theater. It's a really cool venue. You've never been there?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you're going to like it.
I didn't know the Beatles played there.
Not the actual Beatles. It was a tribute show to the Beatles.
Cool, cool. Yeah.
But I will tell you this, Heart played there in the 70s.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
But Family Promise of Grays Harbor, which is a great local organization, and they're helping families stay together when they fall on hard times. Because the way it's set up now, there's women's shelters and there's men's shelters, and a lot of times if you have kids that are boys and girls, the boys get separated from the mother if it's just the mother and the boys because they can't stay at the same shelter. And that's where Family Promise comes in. They work to keep them together and give them a place to stay. So it's really a fantastic organization. They're doing great work. So it's really cool that you guys are helping them out.
That's really cool. That's awesome that they're doing that. I'm glad to be part of it.
Well, we were talking a little earlier about all the shows that you're doing here now. I mean, Luke just flew in from Nashville. You're doing a show Wednesday night. You did a show on Thursday night. And now tonight you got another show. And then Saturday you're doing the 7th Street Theater show. And then are you doing shows on Sunday too? Or are you going to take a break?
No, we got the day off. You know, Luke never flies in just to hang out with me anymore, you know?
No, it's work.
No,
work, work,
we have
work.
All day to hang out before the show, bro. You never hang out.
Uh-oh. I hear some tensions. There's not going to be a breakup of the band,
yeah,
is there?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Because I always beat him in Super Smash Bros. When we hang out, and he doesn't want to hang out with me anymore. You know? Rage quit.
I didn't say we don't hang out. I said you don't fly in just to hang out with me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Well, it gets a little spendy, I would imagine, flying in from Nashville. You got to make some money so you can get back.
Yeah. Hey, bro, you want to go shoot some hoops? Oh, I'll fly in for 2 seconds. We're not at that level yet, dude. We're not at that level.
Now, you were talking to me earlier before we went on the air and said that you guys got a big summer tour planned.
Yeah.
We're also going to play in California. We got a show in California in April. That's going to be a fun one. It's like a rodeo memorial kind of like roping event thing that they're doing. And a lot of others, yeah, playing a lot. And Luke will be flying back and forth.
And we'll be driving because, yeah, we're playing down in Oregon as well and making a trip out to Montana at some point.
I would love to get a look at Luke's frequent flyer miles and see how many he's packing there, because you've got to have a few.
That's for sure. Just got to make up a number, man. It's fine.
Split the time between Nashville and the Northwest. Every time I talked to you last week, Luke, and you were in Atlanta, Georgia, playing a bunch of shows and seeing a Justin Bieber concert. So, I mean, where do you find time for yourself?
When I'm at home in Nashville, and I mean, I do pick up gigs there, you know, during the week and stuff, because, you know, playing downtown and
Justin Bieber concerts is his time for himself, you know.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, you know, that was totally my idea to go to that, not my wife's idea. I mean, I got to say, I mean, I did enjoy it. You know, he's got a lot of good songs, I think, and all this dancing, crazy special effects, that was nuts. Like, I haven't been to a big concert like that in a very long time. I think, I guess, you know, the Jason Aldean one, but it's still, that didn't have the special effects that, like, Justin Bieber had, you know?
Yeah.
I was just saying, are you hating on Jason Aldean's dance moves? You don't think he can dance like Bieber?
Yeah, no, he can't. He can't dance like Jaden Smith.
You get a chance to go out to these big shows to artists like, you know, Justin Bieber, Jason Aldean, and you see all these huge productions that they're putting on. Do you guys kind of fantasize in your head about one day making that status, and do you already have what your stage show plan is? Like, if we ever make it really big, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to parachute in from a helicopter, first of all. And playing Let the Jack Drop, just floating down in the air. And Luke's
changing his name to Jack. So so it's like letting the jack drop.
So hopefully it'll be an open-air stadium.
Big explosions behind us, you know, like lots of fireworks. Yeah, I mean, this is the extent that we have it planned out.
Any confetti?
Yes, okay. So much confetti.
All the confetti. The groundskeeper's going to hate you guys. So now you did mention out on your summer tour that you can't give a lot of information about it yet. All you can tell us is that you're going to be opening up for Eddie Montgomery, formerly of a Montgomery Gentry.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
Excited about that. So keep an eye on the schedule.
Fun.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm excited to meet him, though. Hang out. It'll be fun. We're also doing Thomas Rhett. We're doing his VIP party at the White River Amphitheater, so that'll be a lot of fun.
That's kind of what you did back when Jason Aldean came to town, and that was, I got to go to that. That was really a lot of fun, and you guys really had that crowd in that VIP lounge.
It was a good crowd. A lot of the music lovers, you know. Mm-hmm. A blast. Yeah, it was a blast.
A lot of times when you go to like a VIP party like that, people, they sit, they're having drinks, they're with their friends, and they just kind of talk amongst themselves, so they don't really pay attention to the VIP band. But that wasn't the case with you guys. Everybody was cheering and having a great time. And, you know, coming up and buying you beers. And I think that just goes to show the showmanship that you guys put on, even if it's just you and Matt and a couple of acoustic guitars. And that was really all it was. And with a full band, it's going to be even greater.
Thanks. I mean, we appreciate that. We always just have a good time when we're playing. And we just want people to have a good time as well, because that's kind of what music is about, you know.
We're always glad to have you and Kix in our corner. You guys are awesome to us.
Mm-hmm.